Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Katie Filion, a board member of the North Park Neighborhood Association, is reflecting on the relocation of unhoused people from Central Park to Royal Athletic Park after flooding from recent heavy rain and snow. Filion, who lives near the park and is familiar with the conditions as well as the community that shelters in Central Park, states that those aware of the situation knew that relocation was only a matter of time. The North Park Neighborhood Association had previously provided care for the unhoused community by donating food, doing well-being checks, and seeking out support when necessary. Concerned for months over the conditions within Central Park, when the weather further exacerbated the situation, the North Park Neighborhood Association posted photos to social media in an effort to garner support from the government.
One of our board members, his daughter, took photos of the flooding. There was the video made by Krista. So I think all of that really helped mobilize the city and the province to take action. But it's frustrating because we'd been asking for folks to be allowed to move into the parking lot or a similar dry place for months.
Following this, on December 23rd, the City of Victoria issued a media release addressing the move, as well as announcing that extra support would be provided to the homeless community in the form of new tents and bedding. Members of the North Park Neighborhood Association, additional volunteers, and the unhoused community worked on Christmas Day and night to set up. While materials were delivered as promised, Filion states that the support necessary to set up the new tents and platforms was lacking.
So pretty much what happened is there were some tents donated by the firefighters, and they were dropped off along with some bedding and some cots, and then that was it. There was no support from BC Housing. We were pretty much left as volunteers trying to scramble to build platforms, to put up tents.
Filion states that while the city has been taking steps to address the issue, finding solutions for the unhoused community should happen at the provincial level.
The city's been doing their best, but the city doesn't have the budget or the funding or the expertise to manage a housing crisis. That falls on the province. So it's been really heartbreaking and really frustrating because, like, not only is living in a parking lot not a solution, but this is a parking lot that is being set up by volunteers who have no expertise in setting up an encampment. Like, I'm just a mom that lives across the street. Like, I'm doing my best, but yeah, I think it was a failure on the part of BC Housing, honestly.
In regards to long-term solutions, the City of Victoria has addressed reusing Rogers Arena Stadium as a shelter, although nothing has been confirmed. Another possible solution that was ruled out in the fall by BC Housing was the use of the vacant Oak Bay Lodge. With a vacancy of 235 spots, the long-term care home was dismissed for being unsuitable due to old building conditions. Filion states another reason they were told the space could not be used for the unhoused community was due to a covenant outlining the space could only be used to house senior citizens.
And one of the issues, there was a covenant saying that space can only be used to house senior citizens. And we have a lot of senior citizens living in our park. We have senior citizens in the parking lot. We have senior citizens at Central Park. So we did ask the province to open up Oak Bay Lodge to at least the senior citizens who are unhoused, and that hasn't happened, and that is heartbreaking. That is, like, really, really a shame. We've got seniors with disabilities who are living in the park.
Filion states that not only are many of the unhoused community seniors, but they are seniors with pre-existing health conditions. While outside support is necessary in finding long-term solutions for the unhoused community, Filion emphasized that although the North Park Neighborhood Association aided in the move, the unhoused community has been an integral force in improving the situation.
I think it's really, really important to recognize the unhoused people in our neighborhood who have been not just living this, but they've been there every day supporting their unhoused neighbors, They've been keeping the site safe. They've been volunteering their time to organize, keep the site clean. They're doing garbage sweeps. They're checking on each other. They're building platforms. So as much as the housed volunteers are there working, the unhoused people are the ones who are really leading things. And yeah, their labor and their time and their efforts really need to be recognized, because they're just doing an incredible, incredible job.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.